Venerable Mother Francis of the Blessed Sacrament, a great Spanish purgatory mystic, warns us of a specific type of sins, mocedades, that you need to be aware of because you may end up doing a lot of time in purgatory for them. We're going to get into this in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, I first heard about her in reading the book Purgatory by Tan Books. Whenever I read any different book, they'll take these sort of excerpts from these different mystics, and often you can find their original works. Sometimes they have to be in the original language. In this case, it was in Spanish. And they have some interesting things to share. First, let me read you the excerpt from Tan Books. Venerable Mother Francis of the Blessed Sacrament had from her infancy the greatest devotion towards the suffering souls, and persevered therein as long as she lived. She was all heart, all devotion towards these poor and holy souls. To assist them, she daily recited her rosary, which she was accustomed to call her almoner, and she ended each decade with their requiescent in pace. On feast days, when she had more free time, she added the office of the dead. To prayer, she joined penances. The greater part of the year, she fasted on bread and water, and on vigils, she practiced other austerities. She had to endure much labor and fatigue, pain and persecution. All these works were turned into profit for the holy souls, Francis offering all to God for their relief. Not content with assisting them herself as far as was in her power, she engaged others to do the same. If priests came to the convent, she begged for masses for them. If they were laymen, she advised them to distribute abundant alms for the faithful departed. In recompense for her charity, God frequently permitted the souls to visit her, either to solicit her suffrages or to return her thanks. Witnesses have testified that several times they visibly waited for her at the door when she was going to the office of matins, that they might recommend themselves to her prayers. At other times they entered her cell in order to present their request to her. They surrounded her bed, waiting until she awoke. These apparitions to which she was accustomed caused her no fear that she might not think herself the sport of a dream or a dupe of the devil. They said on entering, "Hail, servant of God, spouse of the Lord, may Jesus Christ be ever with you." Then they testified their veneration for a large cross and the relics of the saints, which their benefactors kept in her cell. If they found her reciting the rosary, at the same witnesses, they took her hands and kissed them lovingly as the instrument of their deliverance. Now, when I heard that, that's pretty convicting that this woman is amazing. Now, it says there that if they would find her sleeping, when you get into the original book, it's kind of interesting how the priest who was writing it writes it. He makes kind of all these short little testimonies, maybe like one sentence or even a small little paragraph of this particular soul and what they asked for. And a lot of times they would wake her up and they would ask her, "Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping?" You could imagine this if you have little children. That's exactly how they would come, almost like they're knocking on the door, waiting for her to wake up, asking her, can she pray for them? There are some times when they will specifically say, "No, continue sleeping. You need your rest." So in reading all these different accounts, there are certain words that they kept using, certain sins that were very common in these different people. For instance, there was this case of this young gentleman from the town that had died, and he apparently was very wealthy, and he was one of the first ones where I saw the word mocedades, and I thought, what is that? Well, when you look up the translation in Spanish, it means sins of your youth. Ah, the sins of your youth. Remember those? Those are still going to come back to haunt you. You better make sure that you have paid your debt. And even if you have, suppose that you've participated in Divine Mercy Sunday, others out there, souls in purgatory, and sinners are indebted with these types of sins, so we can help them. And actually, principally by helping the souls in purgatory, we can then pay off any debt we have to God, as well as help sinners out there. Now, often when you read in the description, the priest would make a comment in the book saying that these are probably sins of sensuality, as well as other types of debts, but they're generally labeled as sins of our youth. So what can we do to atone for these sins of our youth? Praise God. God gives us old age. All the pains that we suffer in old age, we can use to pay off the debt of the mocedades, the sins of youth of the souls in purgatory, sinners out there, as well as ourselves. Isn't God merciful? Those back pains, neck pains, all the weird worries and anxieties that we have, if we unite these to the sufferings of Jesus Christ, if we unite these to the masses that we attend, the rosaries that we pray, these can be ways that for all those sins that we can't even remember, we can pay off one by one and arrive at the gates of heaven with no debt, so that we can enter immediately. My friends, do not forget the sins of your youth. They will come back to haunt you. Pray for the souls in purgatory for their youthful sins, for sinners' youthful sins, so that yours may be completely forgiven and we can enter heaven as saints. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.